Thank you for listening to the weekly messages of New Providence Primitive Baptist Church. To subscribe to our podcast, hear other messages, or learn more about us, please visit nppbc.com.
I'm just going to mind the Lord this evening. I've already messed up once, but I want to try my best to do just exactly from this point what that the Lord has told me to do. Amen. Brother Tommy, I need to borrow your Bible if I can for just a few minutes. I don't know when you're going to hear this, and I don't know when this is going to air. We're in the time of the COVID-19 virus pandemic that's going on, and a lot of changes, a lot of different things that we're doing. We're recording these messages, and we're preaching them. They're being shown on Wednesday nights, and they're being shown on Sunday mornings at 11 o'clock, Wednesdays at 7. And I don't know if it's going to be over with, if we'll be back in church when this airs, or how that it's going to come. But something that I believe that we need today is, and I'm just going to follow what God has shown me. You might be sitting in your living room this evening. You might be sitting in your living room this morning, and that's what we've been doing. We've been encouraging that you would get your Bible out, and as we read along in the scriptures, that you would read along with us. And one of the messages that when we first started this that I preached, preached about when the altars fall silent. And I've been in places that we didn't have an altar. When I was in the National Guard, we'd be out in Mississippi, or would be in Georgia and places like that, and we would get our little group together, and we would go out, and I would bring a lesson or bring a sermon or something of that nature, and we didn't have an altar that like we have here, and I would take my Bible and I would lay it down. And there was one day in particular that the first time that we'd done that, the Lord said, give an altar call. And I said, well, Lord, we don't have an altar. And the Lord said, well, just lay the book down. That's good enough. And listen, I laid the book down there, and it wasn't long. It was a little feller. He fell down on it and got saved. So here's what I want to ask you to do this evening. I want you to, Daddy, if you're there, or Mama, if you're there, here's what I'd like for you to do. I want you to take your Bible, listen, and just go ahead and lay it down, whether it be between you and the television or whatever that it is. And it's not out of disrespect, but listen, there's going to try to make a point there. Listen, you got to give your family a place to go. And if they fall down on that word right there, and they can use that as an altar. And I hope tonight that this word touches your heart. Listen, beloved, there's something that we need today, and that's a word from God. Listen, I want to read to you tonight out of the book of Romans, the 8th chapter, and I want to try to bring to you a message tonight about where that law meets love. And I'm thankful tonight for the love of God. Listen, that whenever the Bible said, and Brother Tommy opened up tonight with this before we ever even prayed, he said that the Bible says that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I'm thankful today, listen, that he knows those that are his. But I want to read to you from Romans, the 8th chapter, and then I'll give you what that the Lord's laid on her heart. The Bible says in Romans, the 8th chapter, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free free from the law of sin and death. For what the, now listen to this, for what that the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for a sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh but after the spirit. And that's all that we'd like to read to you tonight. Listen, beloved, if I had a thought to leave with you, it would simply be this, where that the law, amen, meets love. Brother Tommy just got finished preaching a message about the 13th chapter of the book of Corinthians, about love being the greatest. And the greatest of these, he said, is love. Listen, I'm thankful tonight, amen, for the love of God. Listen today, beloved, there's some of you out there, amen, you've tasted that the Lord is good. Listen, maybe that you've turned, amen, your back on God. I don't know whose ears that this message is going to fall on, and I don't know which heart that it's going to lodge in, but I'm telling you today, amen, there's a place that you need to get to. The love of God, amen, it abounds. Listen, it is above all. Listen today, I'm just going to try to go ahead and step out and preach. Listen, beloved, today, Tommy said the greatest of these is love. Listen, beloved, I want to preach just a minute about where that the law meets love. Listen, beloved, you can run today, but you cannot hide from God. The Psalms 139, listen, the psalmist said, he said, whither shall I go? He said, I've got to read this, I'm sorry. He said, it's Psalms 139. Listen, beloved, he said in verse number 7, he said, where shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? He said, if I ascend into heaven, he said, thou art there. He said, if I make my bed in hell, he said, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings in the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, he said, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. He said, if I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day, and the darkness and the light are both alike to thee. For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. Listen, beloved, today we're going to try to just step out. Listen, for just a minute. It seems like there's just something that's a battling with us on this here, but I want to push through. Listen, beloved, today, there may be some of you, hey man, that this is falling in your ears. Listen, we hope that it lodges in your heart tonight. Listen, beloved, there's a place. I'm just going to say this. You can run, but you can't hide. Hey man, as David said, or the psalmist said here, he said, if I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, he said, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. Listen today, beloved, I don't want you to run anymore. The time for running, amen, has come to an end. Listen, beloved, today, the Bible said, and I read in your hearing, that there is now therefore no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. Listen today, beloved. Jesus said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Verse 17, for God said, it is, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be free. Listen, listen today, beloved, you might be in a place where that you're running, but I've got some good news. Hey, there was a love, hey, man, that Jesus loved me, hey, man, and he forgave me of my sins. Listen, beloved, today, I just want to preach a minute. There was a woman that the Pharisees, they were trying to catch Jesus, and they brought a woman to him that was caught in the very act of adultery. Amen. And they said that according to the law, Sheba should die. Amen. They was right, wasn't they, Tommy? They was right, wasn't they, Jeff? By the law that she was supposed to die. Hey, but I'm thankful today that the love of Christ. Amen. Listen, the Bible said there that as they stepped out, they asked Jesus. Listen, they brought her out. They said that she was caught in the very act of adultery, but that she must die. And they said, what say ye? Listen, the Bible said that Jesus, he didn't say anything. Amen. He just turned around and started writing on the ground. Listen, when he began to write, listen, the Bible records, amen, that they began to leave. Amen. From the least to the eldest. Listen, beloved, whenever they got gone, Jesus asked her, he said, woman, where are those thine accusers? Hey, she said, I believe she looked around and she said, I have none. She said, Jesus, now listen to this. Jesus said, neither do I condemn thee. I'm just here to tell you today, beloved, that what you're feeling is not condemnation. It's conviction because of where that you've been, because of what that you've done. Amen. But let me tell you something. I know the remedy. Amen. For conviction. It's called confession. Amen. The Bible says in 1 John 1:9. Amen. That if we would confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Listen, there's one more that I want to preach to you about. You'll find in the book of Luke. Amen. I believe it's about the 16th chapter. Amen. It's about the prodigal son. Listen, the Bible records, amen, that Jesus had a big crowd that was following him one day. And he began to speak in parables. Listen, and as he began to speak in parables, amen, the Bible said that the sinners are the sinners and the publicans. Amen, that they came and sat down with Jesus. Listen, the Pharisees, amen, that was there that day. Amen, that kind of, they said, look at there. He eats with the publicans and the sinners. Listen, I want to preach just a minute. Amen. We'll get to the prodigal son here in just a second. Amen. But I want you to look at the crowd. I always thought that it was just the Pharisees that were there. Amen. But no. Hey, listen, the publicans and the sinners, they were there also. Amen. And that religious group, the Pharisees, they were there. Hey, Jesus had him a crowd. Amen. He was getting ready. Amen. To unleash something. Amen. It wasn't just for the Pharisees. Amen. But Brother Tommy, it brought hope. Amen. To those publicans and to those sinners. He began to talk about the lost sheep. He began to talk about the lost coin. And then he began, amen, to talk about the lost son. That's the one I want to preach on for just a minute. Listen, beloved, today, that prodigal son, amen, as Jesus began to, I believe he was setting this up, amen, he knew that the Pharisees was there, amen, and I believe, amen, that he brought this, the latter part, we know that the brother, amen, he was the Pharisee, amen, he wouldn't accept the other brother when he come back, amen, listen, because of what that he had done, listen, because of the law, listen, beloved, I'm thankful today that there was a place, amen, that the law, that it met the love, hey, and salvation, amen, was given to each of us. I want to try to preach this. Listen, that we all know the story of the prodigal son, amen, that on a day, amen, that he took all of his, he told his daddy, he said, I want my living, all my inheritance. The Bible said that according to the law, that the father gave it to him. Amen. And his son went out
And the Bible said that he wasted it on righteous living. Amen. How many of us, amen, have worn the prodigal shoes? Amen. I've been there. Wasted a lot of time on righteous living. Listen, beloved, I'm sure that whenever he began to speak of this, those cynical sinners and publicans, I believe they began to sit up and take notice and say, hey, that's where I'm at. Amen. I believe the Pharisees were taking note too. Amen. I believe it made them mad. I believe they were standing there thinking, amen, in a pharisaical mind. Yeah, he spent it all, everything that his daddy gave him, everything that he'd worked for. Listen, beloved, the Bible said that after the money was gone, amen, that there was a great famine that was in the land. Listen, and the young man, the prodigal son, amen, he went to a man, he joined himself with someone from the country. Amen, there. Amen, and the Bible said that he got him a job feeding the hogs. Hey, listen, that's an unclean animal by the law, ain't it? I believe the Pharisees were standing there. Amen, maybe they were pointing fingers by this time, saying he got what he wanted. Listen, he got his just desserts, we'll say. Amen, listen, I'm glad that love, the greatest of these is love. Hey, there's something coming. I'm about to jump ahead. Amen, but listen, I'm sure they were standing there and somebody pointing out the law. Amen. I believe that they was probably condemning him. Amen. At this time, listen, beloved, the Bible said that there was a point when that young man came to himself. Amen. And he began to think, amen, about the Father's house. Amen. He thought about the Father's servants. He said that they had more and bread enough to spare, just his servants. He wasn't talking about daddy. He was talking about the servants. Hey, listen, beloved, today, the Bible said there that he made a decision. Amen. Let me tell you something. I've heard them say that it was decision time in the pig pen. I'm saying this today. Amen. Maybe it's time that you made a right decision. Amen. It's time. I've heard them say it like this, that he came to his senses, that he dropped the pail, jumped the rail, and hit the trail. Amen. I'm just saying to you today, amen, it's time to drop the drama. Amen. It's time to remember, amen, what God's done for you. Amen. Listen, let that stuff go. Amen. And get back to God. You know what it's like to be filled with the Holy Ghost. You know what it's like to be filled plumb full to the place where you get a case of you can't help it. Amen. And you get out there and you begin to praise Him. Amen. Don't you want that again? Let me tell you something. You can have it. Listen, the Bible said that he made up his mind. Amen. Ain't, let me tell you something. What's standing between you, amen, and getting back to the Father? Amen. It ain't the Word. It ain't the book. It ain't the law. Amen. It's you and the decision that you make. Amen. You say, well, I'm condemned. Amen. Listen, Jesus didn't condemn you. Listen, he came that we might have life. Listen, that there is no condemnation. What you're feeling in your heart, amen, that's conviction. I've felt it many times before. Amen, but let me tell you something today. Amen, there is a cure for it. If you'll confess your sins, the Bible said that the young man, amen, when he got back, I want to talk about where that the law met love. The Bible said, amen, that the boy's father, amen, that he seen him coming a long way off. Oh, I like this part. Amen, he's looking. Why did he see him when he was coming a long way off? I believe that he was a watching for him. Amen, I don't think it was just that day. I believe it was every day. I'm just telling you this today. I believe that the Lord knows. He's been sending people in your life. He's been sending these messages to you. He's been allowing the Word of God to touch your heart. He's been making you thirsty. You've had a desire for God. Amen. All you've got to do, amen, is make the decision. because the Father is awaiting on you. Listen, beloved, the Bible said that whenever he saw him afar off, amen, that he ran and fell on his neck. Listen, you say, why? Why did he just not wait? Amen, listen, there was a law, amen, in that day, in the Old Testament, amen, that if you had a son that wouldn't listen, amen, that you could take him, amen, out to the gate, amen, and I hate to preach it like this, amen, but she's in the book, amen, they would take him, amen, to the gate and turn him over to the elders and tell them, I can't do nothing with him. I'm glad, hey, for love, because if it had been for the law, I'd be dead right now. And listen, I believe that he ran, amen, because he knew that the law, amen, would require the life of the boy, amen, and he ran out, amen. The Bible said that he fell on his neck. We're talking about where the love, amen, met the law. Amen. Listen, why did he fall on his neck? I believe that he was laying on him, saying, if you're going to kill him, you're going to have to come through me. I'm thankful today, amen, that love,
yeah,
the greatest of these is love. Bible said that he fell on his neck. Amen. And they went back. And you see, it didn't just end there. You say, well, he had violated the law. And that he had. You see, there was a struggle there of the law and the love. But I'm glad that the Father loved him. I'm glad that the Father loved me. The Bible said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Listen, beloved, I heard this the other day. Amen. Now, can I just take a little rabbit trail here for just a second? I want to tell you, amen, about a blessed man. Amen. And that's me. Amen. I'm thankful today. Amen. For the love of God. Not long ago, a couple of weeks ago, amen, me and my daughter-in-law was standing in the hallway talking, amen, and she began to tell me, amen, about a message that she had heard. Listen, beloved, whenever she began to talk about, amen, the love of Jesus, oh, Tommy, amen, there was some big old tears, amen, welled up in her eyes. Amen, she got to the point, amen, where she couldn't talk. You say, preacher, why is that a blessing? Because there was a Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, that was bearing witness. Amen. Well, between me and her, it ended up both of us crying. Amen. But let me tell you, amen, about the love of Jesus. Amen. Listen, there was a story, amen, about a tribe. Amen. And there was a thief among the tribe. Amen. And the chief, amen, he sent out and he said that if, amen, the person that's doing the thieving, that if they are found, amen, that they will be whipped. Listen, there's a penalty. Amen. And it goes on to say that the next night there was some things went missing. And the next night there was some things went missing. Amen. Listen, they got to wondering who it was. And before it was over with, it come to find out that it was the chief's elder mama that was going around, amen, and thieving. You know what the chief said? The chief said, if somebody's caught, or when you're caught, you're going to get a whipping. Hey, listen, it wasn't a smack on the butt. Hey, man, they was going to tie her to a post and begin to frail on her. Hey, listen, everybody was wondering, that's the chief's mama. They ought to just let her go. Hey, listen. The story says, amen, that people were asking, what's he going to do? Is he going to go by the law? He laid the law down. Or is he just going to let her go? If he lets her go, it ain't going to be right. Listen, the story says, amen, that he told them to go ahead and put her on the post. Amen. And as the man drew the whip back, he said, stop. Amen. And he stopped. And he went over there and he laid across her. Amen. Arms around hers. And he said, all right, go ahead. Let me tell you where that love, amen, met the law. One night in the Garden of Gethsemane. Amen. Jesus Christ. He's there down. He's a praying. Amen. The Bible said, amen, that as he prayed, Father, not my will, but thine be done. There was a great battle, amen, of the law and love going on, Jeff. Listen, I'm glad that love won out. Listen, the Bible said that Jesus, amen, that God sent an angel down there to comfort him. Amen. And you know what that done? I believe that just fired him up. He was in an agony. Amen. And the Bible said that he, being in an agony, he prayed more than earnest. I'm glad today that love won out. The Bible said, amen, that his sweat became as great drops of blood that day falling down to the ground. Listen today, beloved, I'm glad that there was one day, amen, that the law met love. There's another place, amen, that the law met love, and that's on the cross of Calvary. Amen. The Bible says, without the shedding of blood, that there is no remission of sins. Listen, from the first sin of Adam and Eve in the garden, and the Bible said that they knew that they were naked, amen, and that God took coats of skins, amen, and covered them. Listen today, beloved. On the cross of Calvary, I just want to say this. Whenever Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, the Bible said that they realized that they was naked and that they covered themselves with fig leaves. Let me tell you what a fig leaf does. It dries up. It becomes crumbly and it fades away. Listen, beloved, everything that we try to justify, everything that we try to cover it with, amen, listen today, beloved, it's just going to crumble up, dry up, and go away. What you need to do, amen, is you need to get back, amen, to where that you need to be. Amen, you need to quit running. Amen, you can run, but you can't hide. Amen, you can run from the law, but you can't hide from the love. Amen, every time you hear a song, amen, every time you hear your mama pray, every time you hear somebody, amen, talk about God, amen, it hits you right in the heart, amen, that's the love of the Father, amen, falling on you again, amen, won't you just turn around and go back to him? A lot of people today want to, when the preacher preaches, when somebody goes to witness unto him, I've heard them say, well, that preacher condemned me. Well, that church condemned me over there. I'm just telling you right now, it wasn't condemnation. Hey, man, that's called conviction. And when you get convicted, that's the time to do something with it. There's a place. Say, preacher, is the law sin? Paul said, God forbid. He said, for without the law, I would not have known sin. I'm thankful today that without the law, I would not have known. You see, it's the law that tells me what side I'm on. It's the law that tells me where that I, excuse me, it's the law that tells me where that I stand. But it's the love of God that falls on my neck.
Amen.
That protects me. It's that love of God, that love of Christ that draws me in. It's that love of Christ that protects me. It's that love of Christ that keeps me. I'm thankful today. I just want to ask you,
Are you tired of running? Or are you tired of hiding? I've said it 3 times, said it twice, and I'm going to say it again. There's a cure for conviction. That cure for conviction we found in an old-fashioned altar. It might be that Bible that's laying right there on the floor in front of you. For some of us, it might be beside our beds. For some of us, it might be in our closets. For some of us, it might be out back. The last time you got on an altar, you may not remember where it was at, but I can tell you this right now. If you'll bow on your knees right there where you're at, there's a God in heaven that will listen to your humble prayer as you begin to confess to Him. The Bible says if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just, number one, to forgive us of our sins. He didn't stop there. And it goes on, it says to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Anybody ever been in around a pig pen? Those things stink. My uncle, when we was growing up, he had on a little lot in behind our house. At one time, he had 32 pigs in that place. They stank. Whenever the wind would blow just right, it'd blow through the house, and you could smell them. I'm sure that young boy, whenever he got home, you'll not find a place whenever he decided to go back to the Father's house. You'll not find a place where he stopped and cleaned himself up. He came back in his sin. He came back in the stench that of the hog lot. I'm just telling you right now, there's no place. You can't make yourself good enough to go back to the Father. He wants you just as I am. Brother Tommy sung it in the message last week, just as I am. Come as you are. Don't go. Don't think, well, I'll go down here. Well, I'll go down there. Who that you need to go to is you need to go to God. Amen. Bible said that whenever he got him home, said that he told the servants, he said, go get a robe and put on him. Go get a robe and cover up his righteousness. Go get a robe and wrap that thing around him. Not only did he do that, but he told him, he said, go get his shoes. Boy, and he got to the point where he'd even lost his shoes. The Bible said that the Father told him, told his servants, he said, go get shoes to put on his feet. The Bible said in one place, he said that he lifted me up out of the miry clay. He set my feet upon a solid rock and he established my goings. Not only did he give him a new pair of shoes, but he also, and I like this part right here, this is what the love of God will do. This is what the love of Christ will do. The Bible said that he told him, he said, go on in the house, told his servants, said, go get me a ring and put it on his finger. You know what that was? What that was? That was a restoration. He's not just, remember, he said, I remember that my father's house, the servants, they have bread enough to spare. But see, he came back thinking that he would tell the Father, I've sinned against you. I've sinned against heaven. Make me one of your hired servants. Listen, beloved, today, he didn't make him a servant. Amen. But what did he done? Amen. He restored him right back to the same position. Amen. He put a ring on his finger. Amen. What that boy could do. Amen. Where did he want? Amen. Had to walk around and hope nobody recognized him. Amen. He could walk back down through there. He could hold that finger up, amen, and say, my Father has restored me. My Father loves me. I'm one of His. Listen, child of God, today, He loves you. He wants to restore you.
Amen.
And He can. The decision is up to you. He stands with arms outstretched, awaiting. That's our message tonight. I just want to say this before that we pray. Before that we started this, we asked you that you lay a Bible down there in the floor, whether it's daddy or whether it's mama, that you lay that Bible down there in the floor, a place to pray, an altar somewhere that you can go to. Maybe while that I've been preaching this, maybe you've been sitting there watching that, looking at that Bible, knowing that it's the Word of God, knowing that it's the infallible, inerrant Word of God, and that it's drawing you back, that it's God that's speaking to you through the Holy Spirit, drawing you back to a place. You'll stand there and look at it. Maybe you can hear the Holy Spirit just saying, come on back, son. Come on back, daughter. My yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Won't you just come on back? Let us pray. Father, we thank you for another time that you've allowed us to come back out into your house. Lord, we thank you, God, most of all. Lord, we thank you for the law that it shows us where that we go wrong, but we thank you for the love of Christ that we could never restore ourselves from the law, but only the love of Christ, only the blood of Christ could pay that penalty for that sin. We thank you today. And Father, that one, Lord, that you're calling back to you, that knows the love of Christ, that has once stood in the power, Lord, that has once stood in the Holy Spirit drenching over them, that has lifted their hands and their voices in praise to you, as you call back to them today, Lord, we pray, Father, that they would make that decision to turn their lives back over to you, Lord, and come back to you. We pray, Father, for that one today that don't know you and the free pardon of sin. Father, that one that's lost, that's never, Lord, that's never confessed you, that's never had that conviction fall upon them, Father. We pray, God, as they stand there today or as they kneel there, Lord, in agony, Father, that your Holy Spirit, Lord, would speak to them, God, that they would confess their sins to you. Lord, we know that whenever that they confess their sins, Lord, that you'll forgive them of their sins and that you'll cleanse them from all of their unrighteousness. God, we thank you today for your mercy and we thank you for your grace. For it's in Jesus' name we ask these things. Amen.